You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of information you can use, I am Matt Fiddler. The Bear Fire has ripped through communities like Berry Creek and Feather Falls and is still burning today, closer to Bucks Lake and Quincy, combined with other fires, and is now the North Complex, which has burned close to 300,000 acres, including some parts of the campfire burn scar from 2 years ago. And at least 15 people are thought to have died because of this fire so far. Places like the Red Cross get large amounts of donations after big disasters like this, and if you'd like to support organizations like this, I encourage you to continue to do so. But with all the fires going on in the West, the money's being distributed to a lot of different places instead of just one disaster like during the campfire. So if you really want to impact local fires, send your money and volunteer hours to those local organizations. That's why I like the North Valley Community Fund or the Paradise Chapter of Ecosystem Restoration Camps, for example. They've been working on restoring the land in Paradise and will likely be doing it more in the Butte Valley and Berry Creek areas soon. The Wildlife Relief Fund from the California Community Foundation is also a good place to help out the larger California-based projects. For community-level projects, why not donate money to fire-safe councils in vulnerable neighborhoods and towns? ButteFireSafe.net is a good place to start finding your fire-safe councils in Butte County. And when this smoke clears, why not join a forest maintenance project of some sort? You can join your fire-safe council, for example. But volunteer opportunities are everywhere. It's a great way to learn about the forest and your community, meet new people, and get a little exercise, all while being outdoors and making your area more fire resilient. If we all chip in, we can make this a better situation. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fiddler, reporting from Chico.